My powers are dampened, but even now I can hear your thoughts, mortal. You are so deliciously close to figuring it out, I can hardly contain myself.
I growled, started to curse, and then a word flashed in my skull. Dolaris! Son of a bitch! I said.
Aha, you found it, have you? Isn't it so delightfully depraved?
She's going to use Dolaris. Gods! That's why she had Garwin murdered. She didn't want the Amalian fortunes. She wanted to make sure no one would miss Dolaris when she was gone. And she used the centaurs to cover it up. That evil, wretched...
I assure you, mortal, that all the curses you are thinking remain insufficient for your outrage.
Fennec drew himself up and gestured to his chains.
And I dare say that the only thing that would satisfy you is setting me free.
I snapped from my reverie of fury to look at him curiously. What?
Think of it, he whispered. All the wickedness she has done pales in comparison to what she will yet do. You need only set me free to make sure that does not come to pass. Unlock my shackles. Disrupt the circle. In the span of 2 breaths, I can be at her throat and drag her back to the abyss with me.
Every word came with a flicker of forked tongue and the glimmer of dark eyes.
Your friend will be safe, he said. And you could be the one to save her. You could be the one to go to her, to hold her in your arms, to tell her that all will be well. You will be her hero,
Fennec purred.
You will have done something great and beautiful with your life. All the sorrow and the suffering you have taken to get here will all be worth it, if you can but save someone else. No one need ever die because of you again, not like Sem.
Sem. Sem didn't raise a fool. I whirled on Finnick, my blade held up like I earnestly believe I could do a damn thing to him. Stay out of my head, I snarled, and don't even think I'm dumb enough to let you out. I know enough about demons to know they don't keep their promises. You're creatures of wicked whimsies, unable to control your basest desires, unable to resist inflicting pain.
That's not quite true, he countered. We can be patient. For example, we can keep someone talking long enough for the mechanical guardian of this chamber to activate its protocol and sneak up behind them.
I squinted. Huh? My ears pricked. I leapt forward, too quick to be dead, too slow to be bloodless. Something sharp bit into my back and carved a red line in my flesh. I tumbled forward, narrowly stopped myself from disrupting the circle around Fennec. I whirled, sword in hand, as I looked upon my attacker. But what stood before me now I had no words for. Its body was rail thin, perched upon 2 spindly legs ending in sharp claws. Long, thin arms, jointed in 3 places, extended outward. And topping it was a bronze mask, carved in an expressionless face of a genderless creature, its hollow eyes fixed on me.
Subject detected, it said in a hollow, tinny voice. Do not attempt to resist. It will all be over soon.
It turned all 4 of its arms toward me, and I saw the wicked instruments they ended in. A syringe, a writhing probe, a small whirring saw, and a long scalpel wet with my blood.
What the hell is that thing?
I screamed.
A golem. Custom made, Fennec hummed. It activates around this time. She likes its timeliness.
I glared over my shoulder. Why didn't you say something earlier? Fennec shrugged.
It's funnier this way.
The golem lashed out suddenly, metal joints squeaking, saw blade whirring. I darted beneath the blow.
Do not scream. Do not cry.
Its voice echoed off the hollows of its mask as it turned its empty eyes upon me.
This is all for the best. You will see.